Hey, Timberwood, it's me, Eric. I wanted to hop on, talk a little bit about the Psalms. We decided to use the Psalms this year as a thread to tie the whole season of Lent together up to Holy Week. And so each day there is a variety of Psalms that have been selected to be read in hopes that bathing and spending all of this time in the Psalms will really help us be familiar with this extremely important book in the Bible. It's really a collection of songs, and I just want to talk a little bit about what they are and maybe helpful tips on how to read them. Like I said, they are all songs, and it's interesting because if you've ever sat down and read song lyrics without the music behind them, it can be kind of confusing around what's happening in the actual song. So we have a little bit of that, some confusion around how to hear and fully understand the Psalms that we're reading. But as we look at them, we'll notice that a bunch of them are written by David. It'll say at the top who they're written by. Some of them are occasional, meaning they were written about a specific occasion, which can be fun to go back and look at what was happening around that time that David wrote the Psalm. There's also other indicators at the beginning of the Psalms or particular Psalms, like Psalm 4, for example. It says, to the choir master with stringed instruments. So that can kind of give you a little bit of a vibe around what that Psalm would feel like when it was sung or performed as a congregation or as a gathered body of individuals. There's also other markers around ancient Near Eastern traditions that different psalms fit into that can be interesting to kind of understand what's happening and how these songs fit within the larger ancient Near Eastern world. So those are some kind of interesting things. The important part is to understand, yes, they are songs, and they are Hebrew poetry. And so the Psalms are not to be taken literally, because if you are familiar at all with poetry, some may have an aversion to poetry, not super interested in enjoying poetry. Not everything means exactly what it says. And so we want to just be careful when we're interpreting the Psalms to understand that when it describes God in particular ways, it's using particular language that is not literal. And so as we're trying to interpret, translate, we want to keep that in mind. There's also categories of Psalms that depending on scholars, they kind of shift some of these around, but I think hymns, psalms as hymns, like Psalm 8, Psalm 19, Psalm 92, psalms of lament, like Psalm 3, Psalm 22, Psalm 42, psalms of thanksgiving, like Psalm 18, Psalm 30, psalms of confidence, like Psalm 11, 16, 121, psalms of remembrance, 77, 89 are some examples of psalms of remembrance. Wisdom psalms, I think my favorite wisdom psalms right out of the gate, Psalm 1. Another one is Psalm 119. That's a super interesting psalm because it's an acrostic. It's a Hebrew acrostic, so it takes the Hebrew alphabet and each stanza groups together with a different Hebrew letter, and then the words in the Hebrew of that stanza start with that letter. There's kingship psalms or royal psalms. Those would be like psalms like 20, 21, Psalm 47. Now, again, this is not an exhaustive list. There's certainly other examples of hymns or lament. And some psalms can meet the same category or touch on various categories. And so those are things to think about. As you're reading or listening to the psalm, you can kind of pick up on some themes that are happening within those psalms. I think about like the remembrance psalms, and it's a calling back to what God has done for the nation of Israel is a great indicator of a remembrance psalm. And then certainly like the kingship royal psalms, those are also quite obvious because they're talking about kingship and royalty and those types of things. The interesting part about the lament psalms, it's a very detailed formula of what a lament psalm looks like, and it always ends in confidence in who God is, and that way it's not just some people, I think inappropriately, describe lament as holy complaining. It's not that. It is its own category. Last thing I want to say about the Psalms, trying to keep this somewhat brief, is when we're reading the Psalms, we want to be aware of the various function of parallelism. So if you think back to maybe a combination of math and grammar, parallel meaning two things that are running together at an equidistant apart, that would be the mathematical idea. We look at how there is layering of lines that are parallel. So line one of Psalm 3 is, O Lord, how many are my foes? And then line two is, many are rising against me. And so the author of that psalm is saying the same thing twice to drive home the point. And so there's very interesting looks at how we see parallelism, not only in Hebrew poetry, but fully on display in the Psalms. And so those are some fun things to look at, and those are some interesting rabbit holes to go down and to explore and to map out. Some people that are interested in the Psalms, they go through and they really map it out, and they say, is this psalm... the Psalter is the group of the Psalms. The psalmist, got to say that right. Are they saying the same thing twice to emphasize the point, to make it clear? Or are they saying something different to emphasize a different point? So as you're reading and listening, you can kind of make some notes. So I hope this helps. I hope as we dive through the Psalms, and I know sometimes it can feel like we're fast and furious. I hope that it's just a way of engaging with this important book of the Bible and understanding these hymns, this hymn book, this prayer book of the Old Testament of the Bible, that we can grow an understanding of who God is. And how his people chose to communicate with him. If you're super interested in the Psalms, this book by Temper Longman III, How to Read the Psalms, great title. Temper Longman III is a wonderful biblical scholar. And I guess when you are the third of any kind, that makes you even smarter. So he is a great biblical scholar, really great book. If you want to dive more into understanding the Psalms, I highly, highly recommend this book. So I pray that the Lord is blessing you in this Lenten season, and that you are finding enjoyment and comfort and stretching in these practices as we continue to walk through them together. And if you're struggling, I see you, and you're not alone. Hang in there. And if there's any way I can be helpful, please don't hesitate to reach out. God bless.